What would you say to an excited person? Keep
calm.
And after working in the factory for 8 hours, you are very
tired.
Would you say that tired is a normal term or a strong term? That is, if you're really...
You're worn out or something,
huh?
You'd be tired. Really tired, I guess.
So you could say he is...
Worn out.
Okay. If a person becomes sick, you could say she...
Is very sick.
Well, how would you say, what's another way of saying she became sick? She...
She is sick.
But would you ever say she got sick?
Yes, I suppose she got sick.
How about took sick?
Yes, we say it either way. Took sick,
Okay. Now, if you go outside immediately after taking a bath, you're liable to catch cold. So you could say, yesterday I went out right after I took a bath, so I...
caught cold.
Would you ever say took cold?
Yes. More I should say, I think took cold would caught cold.
Say you get a cold and it sort of settles in your throat and you get up in the morning, you can hardly talk. So you say, I'm...
hoarse.
and what you just did is called what?
Cough.
It came in very handy.
I am hoarse.
If you have to take some medicine and... well, say Steve has to take some medicine, and you want to know if he's taking it, so you'd say, have you...
taken your medicine.
If a person cannot hear, we say that that person is...
hard of hearing.
Or if it...
deft.
Once again?
Deft.
Okay. If a person perspires a great deal, another way of saying perspire is what?
Sweat.
So you'd say yesterday he...
sweat? Would you say that?
Well, I'm asking what you would say.
Well, I would say he sweat.
Okay. And you'd say today I take it, yesterday I...
took it.
And what do you call the men usually get them here in the back of the neck somewhere, it usually gets to be pretty
balls or carbuncles.
Okay. Would you say them two again?
Balls or carbuncle.
Now what do you call the yellow matter inside?
Core.
Or if there's a liquid of some sort.
Well.
Sort of yellowish, I think.